Hey, guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Rushdown Radio. I'm Michael.
And I'm Anthony.
Today we're talking about loot boxes and the culture surrounding it.
AKA gambling and games.
Yes. If you're not familiar with what a loot box is, well, you haven't played most modern games right
play
now.
Play Overwatch.
Man. Yeah. Or play Injustice 2.
Or a lot of the games that are coming out now.
With this loot crap. So, what exactly is a loot box?
All right, I'm going to give my definition. So, loot boxes are microtransactions that developers don't have to commit to.
That's a funny definition.
All right, more specifically, loot boxes are crates that you can grind for in-game or pay for real money in order to maybe get the cosmetic thing you want. Or so it used to be. Until Shadow of War said, now what if, and stay with me here, what if we put things that mechanically change the game inside a loot box that used to be cosmetic?
What? Now that I didn't know. I didn't know that Shadows of Mordor?
Shadows of War.
Oh, Shadows of War, okay. So they're putting non-cosmetic stuff in loot boxes that
they're putting orcs and materials in loot boxes that change the... Oh, these are things that change the multiplayer.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure they also affect the single player, but imagine that, man. You are creating a play-to-win economy in multiplayer. Ranked multiplayer.
That's terrible. I don't like that.
It's already enough that we have to pay microtransactions for things like guns and all that stuff that skew the game. There's already enough that Konami introduced one of the scummiest things ever, which was assets protection insurance.
Okay, what in God's name is that?
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't.
So in Metal Gear Solid 5, you could invade other people's bases and raid them for materials and things. Konami introduced a way for you to have an insurance policy on those materials.
Like a real life insurance policy? Like,
yes. And it is one time use. Once somebody raids your shit, your insurance policy kicks in, you get your shit back, but now you gotta get another one.
Oh my god, that is the most ingenious yet shitty practice I've heard in a while.
Yeah, but now we have loot boxes where, in Shadow of War, if you lose a bunch of your resources battling it out and defending your, I guess, castle tower or whatever, who the fuck cares? Just buy some loot boxes, replenish your shit.
So it basically encourages you to buy loot boxes.
Uh-huh.
It's encouraging microtransactions.
And of course, you know, developers have said, oh, well, the game isn't, you know, going to be skewed towards you having to grind for loot boxes. You can just play the game and get the resources. One, if that's the case, why have the loot boxes?
Yeah.
Two, yeah, you can say this is an option where you can just skip parts of the game, make the game easier, blah, 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 blah. But then you're just skipping parts of the... You are encouraging people to buy the game and not play it.
That's dumb.
Yeah, you're devaluing your game. You are saying your game is not a whole lot to play and a whole lot to see. Just skip to the good parts. Because there's a lot of bad parts along the way. And you know what's crazy? When I first saw Shadow of War, I was so hyped. I wasn't exactly crazy about Shadow of Mordor because it felt very Arkham-y with its battle system. But otherwise, you know, the Nemesis system was pretty cool, I thought. Which is what kept me playing it, even though I was playing the PS3 version, which is terrible. Why'd they do that? I eventually played the PS4 version. It was a lot better.
Because people haven't upgraded yet.
That aside, now we have Shadow of War on the proper system, on the proper frame rate and stuff like that, looking great. Until you have... They are so shameless about their loot boxes that one of the things they have is a merchant who is standing there staring at the camera, rubbing his grubby little hands together, waiting for you to buy shit.
Because he know you're going
to
buy shit.
I wish every developer was required to put something like that next to their microtransactions. Because that is the physical manifestation of publishers and developers milking you for your money. An orc standing there, rubbing his oily-looking hands together and staring at you menacingly, waiting for you to empty your wallet into theirs.
Well, I've only had one run-in with loot boxes recently, and that's been Injustice 2. And let me tell you, I don't have the time in the world to sit there and spend 50 hours that it probably requires for me to get any of the decent stuff I've seen for any of the characters I like. Because I did, like, oh, I should go play the Metaverse there. Everybody says it's really fun. They say it's fun. Like, okay, I'll try it. So I'm playing Metaverse. I'm like, okay, let me get some stuff. All right, I'm looking for some stuff for Starfire. I got every fucking character but Starfire stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Every other character. They tell me, oh, well, you know, if you just buy this, you know, this use your real money, you could just get more loot boxes. You might get Starfire stuff.
That's the crazy thing about loot boxes, man. They have it to a system where not only will you not get the things you want for your character, you might get something for a totally different character you don't even mess with.
Yeah.
Overwatch was bad for
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
You get all these sprays and emotes and costumes for characters you either don't like or don't play. But Overwatch, you know, people like to forgive Overwatch because they like the game, which I don't understand. I played Overwatch, and it's not a terrible game, but for all the shit we give other games for not having a robust set of stuff to do offline, I don't know how Overwatch got away with it.
Because it's Blizzard.
They have next to no offline content.
It's Blizzard.
They have like three or four modes that are worth playing. I'm sorry to people who play Overwatch and I'm getting it wrong. Please forgive me. I you know, I'm trying here. But my point is, it is basically an online-only game. And they got away with it. And they got away with loot boxes. But, you know, that's Overwatch. You know, whatever. But now, you have games like Injustice, which again, somehow got away with it.
I hate that loot system in Injustice with a passion.
Like, I don't know how Warner Brothers gets away with some of this scummy shit. Because, you know, I don't think enough hell was raised for the buying easy fatalities thing, first of all.
Oh, yeah. The
And before that, they straight up said they weren't going to fix Arkham Origins because they were too focused on DLC.
Why would they fix a game that's on a PC? They can just have the modders fix it.
No. Not Arkham Knight. No. Oh. I'm talking Arkham Origins, the game that Rocksteady didn't make.
Okay.
They were like, we're not fixing it because we're too focused on the DLC. Arkham Knights, we don't need to talk about that game.
That was a great shitstorm.
That game is dead in the dirt, okay?
But it's one of
the that was the only time they had some integrity. And you know why? Because around that time Steam enlisted a refund system.
They needed it.
Yeah. They just missed the mark. If they didn't have that refund system, Warner Brothers would have just shrugged and like, oh,
meh.
Our bad.
Y'all cool.
Yeah, right. Y'all got models to fix this shit.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, they don't have to fix anything. There's plenty of models who will fix their game for them.
And so now they also dip their hands into loot boxes.
I hate it. I hate it.
In a fighting game, I think it's especially insidious. Because in fighting games, they know that people attach themselves to one, two, maybe three characters. And Injustice has a pretty large roster that's only getting larger.
Yep.
So now you have loot boxes that, as they release more DLC, decreases your chances for getting stuff for the characters you play.
Yep. I'm never going to see Starfire's other costumes unless I go online and look.
Exactly.
Because I'm not going to be able to have
because
the
time. Because now you have like 20-plus characters that you're getting shit for. You're getting shit for Captain Cold.
Ugh, I got so much stuff for Aquaman. I'm like,
You're getting stuff for Aquaman. You're getting stuff for Swamp Thing. Who fuck plays these characters? Well, people play Aquaman, but
yeah.
Swamp Thing. Who fuck is out there playing him?
I don't know. Some weirdo who likes the comic book.
Firestorm.
Garbage. He's so garbage.
The fucking Blue Beetle. He's like a meme character at this point. But, you know.
Could you imagine if Capcom had loot boxes in Street Fighter 5?
Maybe they'd do something about it at that point because, you know, everybody would hate Capcom for it.
Yeah. Like, in order to get fight money, you got to get loot boxes.
Because every time CatCom breathes, you got the whole FGC ready. Say, boy, you better hold that breath. Oh, look at CatCom out here breathing. Where did Mega Man know that?
He's in your heart.
Exactly. Where's Resident Evil 8? Come.
Or CapCuck, one of my favorites.
I hate that they do that.
What?
That's such an unfunny ass thing to do.
What?
Take the CapCom and start putting C words to it.
Oh, yeah. Like,
come cuck.
All right. That's a good one. That's a good one. I support that one.
Of course you do. It wasn't enough. They had to say CrapCom. No, they had to take it further than that.
Oh, shit. I love that one. I may start using that whenever they upset me. Oh, man, that was a good one. Okay.
You back?
I am back.
All right.
Good. Okay. But, yeah, imagine for a moment if CapCom had that in any of their fighting games.
Like, oh, man, Street Fighter V had loot boxes. You get costumes for Dalsim. You get a costume for who's an unpopular character?
Fang.
Oh,
sorry.
I want Fang costumes, though.
I know you do. You're like that person playing Swamp Thing. Sorry, man. I don't have anything against Fang. Like, I think Fang's great.
I gotta hug myself. That hurts.
I'm just keeping it real.
Ooh.
Sorry, man. You don't know that one. I mean, have you seen the online like usage for every month and how he's at the bottom most of the time?
I know.
Right, with jury.
I would take a jury costume. I think you would. Bought a couple of hers.
But yeah, I don't think CatCom needs to do loot boxes ever for anything they ever
do. No. Because, you know, we're already accusing them of making microtransactions with their costumes and shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, fight money is hard to grind out. I'll give them that. Fight money is difficult to grind out because you get like 50 fight money per battle.
Yeah, they need to do better with the fight money.
You get 1,000 every time a character levels up. Of course, there are times they just give you chunks of it.
I mean, at least they're nice about it. Like, yeah, hey, you know, here.
Every now and again, they'll give you like 30,000 here, 60,000 there.
Which I've used for stages most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's... Because you can't use it for premium ones.
Well, of course not.
Although, I don't know about that premium stuff. I wish they would do packs. That's my only criticism about how they roll out their DLC. I wish they would do packs.
No, because that's how I was upset with Street Fighter 4 with the packs.
Yeah, but every time you buy like an individual costume, it's like $4 a costume.
Just buy the costumes you want.
Yes, man.
Remember Street Fighter 4, how they had those giant costume packs and you've already had like one costume you like out of it?
That's not wrong. But even those packs were dumb because they did those packs and individualized them by like, all right, now we got the new challenges pack.
Oh, I hated that.
We got the Street Fighter 2 pack.
Ugh.
We got the Femme Fatale pack. That was dumb.
That was dumb.
What I'm saying is like, of the characters you're going to do, just make a pack with it. Like, I think the packs in Street Fighter 4 would have been different if the packs were done. So, here's individual costumes for these characters, but then here's a pack for all the characters. That may have been better. I don't really know.
They're doing packs now for Street Fighter 5. They got the bikini pack, and they got the battle costume pack. So, yeah, they're slowly doing packs.
Yeah.
Just not to, like, the degree they should be doing them.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though?
Doing by seasons.
You know what, though? I'll take that because now you have the option to take a single individual costume or a pack.
Yeah.
So I'll take that. That's fine.
I just don't want like my character to be locked behind a whole bunch of characters I hate because then I get angry like I did Street Fighter 4 all those years.
Imagine if characters came in loot boxes.
Ooh.
Imagine that. Imagine if CapCom Infinite was like, you can get an X-Men character if you get it in a loot box. Yep.
Oh,
this is the future. This is what, you know,
the future is now.
Man.
I don't like this loot box culture at all.
man.
And we're
glad a lot of other places. It's slowly but surely being taken in by as many people as will tolerate it.
Because they know that, okay, people are going to get fed up with trying to get loot boxes the legit, you know, easy, well, not easy way, the legit non, like, funding way, like, using actual money. Like, you know, I'll just spend my $10 and just get everything or whatnot.
And of course. You know what? I love the apologists that say things like, well, it's not that much money if you have a job.
Oh, I love those people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spending $60 isn't enough for this?
Nope. You got to spend an extra like $15, $20 to get all the stuff for your character.
And I don't know if you've heard about the latest loot box fiasco.
Mm-mm.
Forza is it Motorsport? It's a Forza game.
Oh, it's the newest Forza.
The newest Forza has loot boxes now. To get that currency. We'll call it car currency. I don't know what the fuck it's actually called.
Call it car bucks.
There you go, car bucks. So, not only do they have things for, like, cars and shit like that, the stuff you'd expect,
mm-hmm.
but they also have in there modifiers so that you can change the stage from, like, day to night or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then, under those conditions, you can get more car bucks. So you can buy more loot boxes.
Mm.
They have created a free-to-play mobile economy where you spend car bucks to get things so you can make more car bucks to spend more car bucks.
What? What? Please land one more time, because I didn't get it. I'm sure someone listening doesn't get it either. All right, first
I'll take it slow. That's
please,
fine.
Please, because that...
So, you're happy as shit. You got, like, $20,000 car bucks.
Okay.
You got 20,000 car bucks. I think the least amount you get is, like, 30,000. You got 30,000. You're about to get your first loot box. You're happy as shit. You get the loot box. Now you spent all your car bucks. But, in this particular loot box, you have a modifier so that the next time you go into a race, you get the average amount plus whatever the modifier gives you. Like, you get 30% more car bucks if you do this.
Oh, okay.
At the loot box.
Okay.
So now you're getting more car bucks to spend for more loot boxes.
It's a circle jerk, pretty much.
Exactly. And this is what mobile games do.
Yes. Yes, I now, play some.
Now, what's extra insidious about it is that they have tiered loot boxes.
Oh, I hate that. Ugh.
You can't just have a regular loot box. No, 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 no. And see, I think tiered loot boxes are worse than multiple loot boxes.
Yes.
Loot boxes are bad. Okay, let's get that straight. Loot boxes are bad. But tiered loot boxes versus
just everything
multiple loot boxes.
They do that in Injustice. They have tiered loot boxes.
I believe Fortnite is pulling this shit too. I'm not 100% on that, but I'm pretty sure Fortnite's pulling something like this. So I think they got like cards and some shit. You like car packs or whatever. Mass Effect Andromeda, I believe, did some shit like this too. I can look up all the thing. I'm sure there's like a list of games using loot boxes. But my point is that as we continue to let developers get away with things, they continue to try more things to get away with.
I just find it hilarious how two games in particular, which Injustice and Overwatch, which is heavily praised, but have such a disgusting, like, microtransaction system disguised as, oh, this is content. You play the game more, you get more stuff. Herder, yay. Everyone's happy. Like, who's going to be spending that much time? Oh, no, they're not going to. They're banking on people actually just spending real money, though. That's what loot boxes are there, deceptively there to tell you. Like, you know what? You don't have to spend all this time, Michael.
It's hard to tell, though. Oh, almost forgot. Destiny 2 is pulling this shit, too, I believe.
Weren't they always pulling loot boxes?
They, no, not loot boxes. I don't think so anymore.
Didn't they have, like, a loot system in the last game?
I think so, but it was never like,
Okay, it wasn't anything cosmetic and stuff, or like.
Hold on, let me make sure that because they
had a really shitty loot system in the last game.
Yeah, no, but you didn't like. I don't think you paid money for that shit though.
Hmm.
But let's see. I know they pulled some shit where now you have to buy shaders and they're like one-time use now. I forget that they're using loot boxes, but my point is. It's not even just loot boxes. Multi-platform microtransaction bullshit, whatever you want to call it, microtransactions as a whole are getting out of control because now it's becoming more and more obvious that they are cutting content out the game and making you pay more money for it. Destiny 2 is a great example.
Yep.
Shaders, multi-use, didn't have to use real money for, or their silver currency.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny 2. Shaders are one-time consumables. And now, you either grind out for the silver or you buy the silver.
Ugh. They're adding...
2K18. Haircuts. Fucking haircuts. Not only can you not preview the haircut, but once you buy the haircut, if you want the previous haircut instead, you gotta buy it again.
Oh! That's why you have so much that currency that you can buy.
Yeah. And, of course, it's not enough of that because grinding it out apparently takes for fucking ever.
Well, yeah, because that's how you do mobile games. They want you to spend that dollar or $2 to get whatever you think you want.
But here's the difference.
It's free.
Exactly.
The game starts off free.
Exactly. Like, what was that? Fallout Shelter?
Mm-hmm.
I spent money on that game. I had no shame in that. I think I spent like $10 on that game. But it was free. I had no problem spending $10 on that game. I love that game.
Well, yeah, that's what they're banking on. People are going to spend at least $5 or $10 each on the game.
That game is awesome. I got bored after a while because I set myself up so great that nothing was happening. Oh, a Deathclaw? Fuck it. We got all this shit. But, you know, it was a good game while I played it.
Yeah.
And spending $10 on it, whatever, man, because it was free. Now, if I have to come into a game, pay $60 for price of entry, and then still have to deal with mobile game mechanics.
Yeah.
And then have people tell me that shit's okay because it's only cosmetic. It's not that much money. I mean, if you don't like it, don't buy it. You can ignore it. But now game developers are becoming so brazen that they'll put shit like the microtransaction store next to things you regularly go past.
Oh yeah, they do it in Injustice too. And now they're terrible about it because some of the gear has special moves and stuff on it that's not in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So even in that point, it's like, oh.
So now you're not even getting the full move list from a
character
anymore. They're cutting out moves.
Yes.
In a fucking fighting game.
But it's okay because it's Injustice. It has so much single player content and it's a complete game.
But you know. Fuck Street Fighter V, though.
Well, yeah, I am Marvel Infinite.
I mean, fuck Capcom. Fuck Cupcom.
All right, do you have any final thoughts on loot box culture and how shitty it is?
Dude, I am on this PlayStation store as we speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
I swear FIFA's pulling some shit like this.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, no, they're not yet.
They're not yet.
So,
isn't EA making the FIFA games?
Are they?
Do
I
they?
Think so. I'm almost certain they are.
Because if they are, you should already be willing to know that they're going to have some type of like microtransactions
boy.
In there.
Oh boy! God. And you know what? To buy some of this stuff, it's so hard to find out how to buy some of this shit. It's like they're ashamed of it.
Well, yeah, it's seedy.
I think that's the funniest thing to me about microtransactions is that they're clearly ashamed of it. They are clearly trying to say, yeah, we sell them, but, you know.
On the down low. That's why 2K Games got mad at that one developer. I mean, not developer, but that one publication about talking about the microtransactions in the game. Like, don't say that.
I think... It's ahead when you look at a developers of Shadow of War, when they were interviewed by Eurogamer, one of the questions was simply, would you buy loot boxes? And he said no. If that doesn't tell you what you need to know about loot boxes, I don't know what does.
Wow.
If you're going to shit on a player's game, admit to the fact that you shat on it. Don't tell us the shit isn't there or you wouldn't do it to another game or something like that. Some analogy like that. Wow. I'm not good at this. Fuck them. Fuck microtransactions. Fuck loot boxes.
All right. Well, that's his final thoughts. I think mine's pretty much echo what he said because I hate loot boxes. I don't want to spend all my time, my free time, playing Injustice 2 just to get something for one character. And I'm not going to spend money to get extra moves. Like, I'm just not doing that. Like, I'll play other fighting games that have a complete, like, move list. But what do you guys think? Are you playing games with loot boxes? Do you love Overwatch?
Do you think we should have loot boxes for topics to talk about? Do you pay for?
Find out next time on the next episode of Rushdown Radio.
Maybe.
We'll see you guys later.